Welcome to Talking Marvel Plus. I'm Dennis.
I'm Dyer.
And I'm Dan.
And you like, if you like podcasts that are fun and quizzical, then this is the episode for you. Quizzical, you say? Yes, Dennis, I say that.
This is your love child tonight, sir. We're just along for the ride.
All of you listeners out there,
literally here against my will.
So I will say, everyone out there, yes, we took a week off last week. It was enjoyable. I think we all needed the hiatus, the 1 week.
Some of us have bills to pay.
Well, I'm hoping you're paying.
Programming didn't take that into account, did they? That some of us on the show have bills to pay?
Yeah. Some of us have kids on the way.
Kids on the way and bills to pay.
Hashtag, I don't know.
Hashtag, I don't know.
All right, come on. Get this party started.
All right. So what we're doing this week is I have prepared a quiz for you. The format will be thusly. Dyer and Daniel will be facing off in a head-to-head MCU trivia contest. They will have the option. It'll alternate between Daniel and Dyer. Daniel, you'll go first because your name is Daniel. Dyer, you'll be second. Daniel, if you get the question right, you get 1 point. If you do not get the question right, you get no points.
Can I steal it and get a point if I get
it right? Here's how it's going to work. Daniel, if you get it right, you have the option to guess for 2 points. For 1 point, you can do multiple choice. But if you go the multiple choice route, Dyer gets a chance to steal if you're wrong.
Okay, this makes no sense because you told me that if I get it right, I get a point.
I meant 2 points.
But if I get it right, I get 2 points.
If you get it right without multiple choice, you get 2 points. If you get it right.
We're doing our producer here has COVID, so it's...
Yeah,
he had to bear with us for this issue.
He ran out of regular swab, so he had to do an anal swab.
Perhaps. Then at the end of the game, I've got this is a catch-up mode where you can basically press your luck to try to overcome a large deficit.
Okay, let's go.
All right. So I don't have any betting music, but we'll just go with this.
Before we start, I have not seen Multiverse of Madness yet, and I also don't have plans to see the new Top Gun this weekend, and there's too many movies that I need to see, and I'm in crisis, but let's begin.
Yeah, I don't think Top Gun looks great.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to ask anything about the Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah, I don't believe I've got any of those questions that I've researched. All right, so Daniel, you're first. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, would you like the multiple choice option?
I have to do
maybe
I not
ask him,
no.
Let me ask the question first.
I'll ask the question first. Who does Odin indicate would be a better choice in woman for Thor?
I'm gonna go multiple choice on this one.
Okay, the possible options are Frigga, Sif, Hela, Valkyrie.
Repeat the question.
Who does Odin indicate would be a better choice in women for Thor?
Frigga.
Frigga is your option? That is incorrect. Dyer, would you like to steal?
Yeah, I'm going to say Sif. Lady Sif, final answer.
Ding, 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 ding. Lady Sif is the correct answer.
Frigga is his mom. Oh, no, wait. You're right. Okay, I'm sorry. For some reason, I thought Thor dating. But yeah, never mind, Daniel. Never mind. Sorry.
Dyer with the early lead.
I was thinking Thor dating, too. What did that question even mean?
I think Dennis was saying, Odin would say,
Odin indicated that he wished that he would be dating somebody else. And Thor Dark World is the movie. And who does Thor fall in love with?
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway. All right, Dyer, you're up. You're up 1-0. Dyer, would you like your question?
Yeah, give him the question.
What does Groot say the one time he strays from his usual phrase?
I want to say...
This is so easy.
Family.
Incorrect.
Can I Daniel, steal?
Would you like to steal?
We are Groot.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that makes sense.
So it is now 1-1. Daniel, you are in the driver's seat.
Woohoo. Wait, why is it 1-1? I did it without multiple choice.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Dyer didn't elect for multiple choice. You stole without multiple choice. Therefore, it is 2-1. Daniel's in the lead.
Fair.
All right.
Yeehaw.
Daniel, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Who does Loki accidentally kill when directing the Dark Elves to the staircase on the left?
I'm going to need a multiple choice this bitch.
The possible solutions are Frigga, Odin, Thor, Nebula.
I'm going to go with Frigga.
You are correct. It is now...
It's three. Always Frigga, kids.
It's always three. It's now 3-1. Dyer?
Yeah.
Chance to tie.
Okay.
How many PhDs does Bruce Banner have?
I know the answer.
Would you like multiple choice?
Yeah, give me multiple choice.
4. 1, 6, 7.
6.
That is incorrect. Daniel.
I'm fairly confident it's 4.
You are also incorrect. The correct answer is 7.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. All right. So it is still 3-1. Daniel, for the chance to extend the lead, what is Thor's voice recognition password for the Quinjet? Would you like multiple choice?
I want multiple choice.
Thor, Point Break, Strongest Avenger, Odinson.
Strongest Avenger.
That is incorrect.
Oh no.
Dyer.
Yeah, I'm stealing.
Chance to steal.
It's Point Break.
Dyer with the steal. It is now 3-2, and Dyer is.
Point Break sounded familiar, but I.
Yeah.
But. Okay.
Yep, that is from Thor Ragnarok. Is where we get that. Dyer, for a chance
wonderful
to lead or tie.
Okay.
What did Tony name Quentin Beck's program?
Oh.
But I know he named his program BARF. Multiple choice. A multiple choice.
BARF. Fart. Vomit Friday.
It's not Friday.
What did Tony name Quentin Beck's program?
I'm gonna say vomit.
That is incorrect. Daniel.
I'm gonna go with barf.
That is correct.
Fuck.
Dyer, what, you completely said the answer is
you
barf.
Literally said it. That's why.
Well, I thought. Because that was Tony's, but there's a little bit of trickeration.
Fuck. It was, okay, I could see how you get tricked up semantically, but okay, so now the score is 4.
It's not Quentin's tech, it's Tony's that he uses in...
Yeah, the phrasing was poorly.
Okay, it is 4-2. Daniel, you...
Contesting that one.
All right, Daniel.
Because you're shitty up. Phrasing.
Okay. What does Morgan Stark want to eat after her dad's funeral?
Oh, I got this one.
I think SpaghettiOs.
Final answer.
That's my final answer.
That is incorrect. Dyer to steal for 2 points.
Cheeseburger.
Cheeseburgers is the correct answer. It is 4-4, and Dyer has taken the chance to take the lead. Okay.
I'm a fat kid, so we always remember cheeseburgers.
Somebody wants SpaghettiOs at some point.
Okay. Who makes Thor nervous when attempting to lift Mjolnir in Age of Ultron? Oh,
that's Captain America. Final answer.
Easy.
That is correct. Steve Rogers was also an acceptable answer. It is 6-4, Dyer. Daniel. What adjectives does Maria Hill use to describe the Maximoff twins?
Ooh. Are there multiple?
What adjectives does Maria Hill use to describe the Maximoff twins?
There are multiple adjectives they have to give?
There are. I will tell you there are two.
Okay. I'm going to have to multiple choice it.
Okay. The possible solutions are fast and weird.
Fast and weird.
You don't want to. You're already getting 1 point. You don't want to hear me. Go ahead. Give me the rest. Strong and fast.
I knew.
Speedy and magical, cool and hot.
No, fast and weird.
That is correct. It is now 6-6. Or no,
six to five.
6-5.
6-5, yeah.
Cheat me out of
Dyer.
Yeah.
What happens that makes Thor trust Vision?
He tells Thor about his vision that he saw. When he saw all the Infinity Stones on his walkabout or whatever.
That is not correct.
Fuck me sideways.
Am I allowed to have the multiple choice on this?
No, you are not.
Repeat the question.
What happens that makes Thor trust Vision?
What happens that makes Thor trust Vision?
Don't overthink it.
I think I know.
This is for the lead.
Wielding Mjolnir.
Yes, Vision lifts Mjolnir.
Yeah, son of a bitch, I knew it.
It is now 7-6. And Daniel, it is your question. After falling off the ship with Cap, what does Red Skull become the protector of?
The Soul Stone.
That is correct.
So, real quick, can I just say
9-6.
Your phrasing is retarded because he doesn't fall off the ship with Captain America. He gets transported via Tesseract.
He has a loose command of the English language. Give him a break.
Okay, yeah, fine.
I've been putting this together over weeks.
Okay, all right, continue.
I don't know how that's your defense of the terrible grammar and syntax.
It's not. Okay. Question to Dyer. It is 9-6. What's the popular Asgardian tradition after enjoying your drink?
Slam the glass and say another.
Correct. That is correct. It is now 9-8. Daniel, what does Thor tell Doctor Strange he does not drink?
I'm gonna go with water.
That is incorrect. Dyer.
I'm going to say tea.
That is correct. It is now 10-9.
That's a good response.
I thought it was that, but at the same time, I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't.
Okay, Dyer, to extend the lead, what article of clothing makes Shuri so uncomfortable during T'Challa's coronation?
What article of clothing?
Correct.
Are they the sandals?
Final answer?
Sandals. Sandals, final answer.
That is incorrect.
Oh, fuck me.
Can you repeat the question?
What article of clothing makes Shuri so uncomfortable during T'Challa's coronation?
A coronation.
What are those?
See, that's what I
thought. The robe.
That is incorrect. Corset was the correct answer.
Corset. Okay.
All right, Daniel. What did Steve do to fit in? Excuse me. What did Steve do to fit in his shoes pre-injection?
I'm gonna need multiple choice.
Stuffed his shoes with Snicker bars? Stuffed his shoes with newspaper? Curled his toes? Bought his shoes small?
He stuffed his shoes with newspaper.
That is correct. It is now 10-10. Dyer, are you ready?
I've been ready since the day I was born.
What is T'Challa wearing in Shuri's lab that offends her?
I get multiple choice.
Yes, you may. Open-toed shoes. Sneakers. A hat. Sunglasses.
Open-toed shoes, final answer.
That is correct. It is now 11-10. All right. Daniel, how did Nick Fury lose his eye?
It was scratched by, it wasn't a cat, it was a flurkin. It was scratched by a flurkin.
That is correct. It is now 12-11.
The flurkin.
Dyer.
Yep.
Who was in the cave with Tony in Afghanistan?
Oh, it's the German scientist, played by...
Hint, this was in the movie Iron Man.
Oh shit, Sherlock.
Why does he get a hint? That should only be 1 point if he gets it.
Can you give me... I don't know his name. I know he's German.
Rhodey, Jensen, Ultron, Pepper Potts.
Well, it's Jensen. Final answer.
That was so easy.
I'm telling you, some of these multiple choice, you're gonna, they're helpful.
I mean, I know he was German. I just couldn't think of his name until I heard it.
And now the score is 11-11.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Daniel, yes. How many smoothie machines did Lewis steal?
I'm going to go with 2, Dennis.
You're going to go with 2? You are correct. Well done. It is now 13-11. Dyer?
Good job. Yeah.
What was the original color of Captain Marvel's uniform?
Green and blue, or teal and... It was green and blue.
That is correct.
Yeah.
I would have gone with green and purple.
It is now 13... all around. Daniel.
Yes, sir.
Your favorite character, Iron Man. Which fast food place does Tony eat a burger from?
Oh my God. Okay.
For the lead.
I'm gonna go with Dunkin'.
That is not correct.
Burger King.
Shit. Yes!
Burger King. It is now 15-13.
I fucking knew that. I was between that, but there's some... Does he ever sit in a donut?
Yeah. Yeah, and Iron Man
okay,
too.
That's what I was thinking.
Yep. All right, Dyer.
Yep.
To extend the lead. What over-the-top gift does Tony buy Pepper for Christmas?
What over-the-top gift does Tony buy Pepper for Christmas? Can you give me multiple choice, please?
A giant rabbit, strawberries, a diamond ring, a sports car.
I'm going to say a sports car.
That is not correct.
Huh. I'm between strawberries, rabbit, and diamond ring. I'm going to go... with strawberries.
That is incorrect. The correct answer is a giant rabbit. All right.
Not going to lie, that was last on the list for me.
Yep, same here.
Daniel, it is 15 to 13. You're down by two. What song is playing in Wong's earbuds in the library in the original Doctor Strange film?
I need multiple choice.
The correct answers could be one of the following. Viva La Vida, Photograph, Single Ladies, Mozart's Requiem.
I'm going to go with,
I think,
Mozart's Requiem.
That is not correct.
I'm gonna say it's Single Ladies.
That is correct. Dyer's up 3, 16 to 13.
Jesus At first, Christ. I thought it was Viva, Living La Vida Loca, but as soon as you said Single Ladies, I remember it now.
All right, Dyer.
Yeah.
Who dies protecting Hawkeye and a Sokovian child?
Who dies protecting Hawkeye and a Sokovian child? Oh, Quicksilver.
That is correct. It is now 18 to 13. Daniel?
Okay. Yep.
Who cannot wield Mjolnir?
That's kind of a loaded question.
Out of the following people.
Oh, there you go.
So is actually, this worth 1 point or two?
I'm going to scrap that question. That was bad question.
Was the answer Loki?
It's anyone who's not worthy. But yeah.
The multiple choice, just for those curious, this isn't for points. Bruce Banner, Thor, Vision, Steve Rogers. The only one that cannot is
Bruce Banner. Right? Yeah.
Correct.
Next All question.
Right. Yeah.
What's the source of Wanda Maximoff's powers?
Well, that's easy.
Say that again.
What's the source of Wanda Maximoff's powers?
Oh, why am I? It's the Mind Stone.
That is correct. It is now 13 to 16.
No.
Correct?
No.
It's 16 to 15.
18 to 15. Yeah.
18 to 15.
I think. I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. Correct.
What's there? Mm-hmm. What is Hulk's nickname for Valkyrie?
Hulk's nickname for Valkyrie? Can I have multiple choice, please?
Mad Lady. Angry Girl. Strong Woman. Red Girl.
Total shot in the dark, but I'm saying you said the first one was Strong Lady.
Strong Lady is not an option.
It's
Mad
not?
Lady.
Oh.
Angry Girl, Strong Woman, Red Girl.
Then I'm gonna say Strong Woman.
That is not correct.
Okay.
Daniel.
Give them to me one more time.
Mad Lady, Angry Girl, Red Girl.
One more time.
Mad Lady, Angry Girl, Red Girl.
I think Angry Girl.
That is correct. It is now 16 to 18. Daniel, you are up for the next question.
Hit me.
How does Peggy Carter test Cap's new shield?
Oh, she shoots a gun.
That is correct.
Pew pew.
It is now 18 all. Dyer?
Mm-hmm.
How much credit does Pepper get for the Stark Tower? It's a percentage.
Ten percent.
That is incorrect.
Okay, I'm between 0-3 or 100. I'm going to go with 3%.
That is incorrect. It is 12%.
12.
All tied up at 18 still.
Classic 12.
All right. What was the fictitious occupation of Steve's neighbor?
Nurse.
That is correct. It is now 20 to 18. Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Who hates having red in their ledger?
It's Natasha.
That is correct. It is now 20 all. Daniel.
Yes.
What does Secretary Pierce's housekeeper forget that cost her her life?
Oh my God. Multiple choice me.
Her phone, her keys, her son, her paycheck.
God, it could be her phone, her keys, her son, or her paycheck.
It could. It's the very nature of a multiple choice question.
I think her keys.
That is incorrect.
Damn.
Dyer for the steal in the lead.
Her phone.
That is correct. It is now 21 to 20. Dyer for the possible extension of the lead. Which comic reference is purchased by Betty Ross?
Which comic reference is purchased by Betty Ross?
Correct.
You mean Betsy Ross?
Betty Ross. Is it Betsy?
No, it's Betty. So, wait, are we talking, this is from The Incredible Hulk with Edward Norton?
Could be.
I mean, Ross comic reference. Give me multiple choice.
Purple pants. A green shirt. A red cape. A Thor figurine.
What? Read that question again.
Which comic reference is purchased by Betty Ross?
And the choices are purple pants, purple a, green
pants a green shirt, a red cape, a Thor figurine.
Thor figurine.
That is incorrect.
Okay. What the hell would the red cape be? Who's got a red cape in Marvel?
Doctor Strange, the Cloak of Levitation. But
I'm going to go with purple pants.
That is correct. It is now 21 all. Dyer.
No, what? It's my turn.
Oh, Daniel.
I stole that.
That you're correct. Daniel, what does Stan Lee appear as in his Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 cameo?
I need multiple choice.
An alien, a bus driver, an astronaut, a god.
Bus driver.
Bus driver is incorrect.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, you said?
I said that.
And an alien. What are the choices?
An alien, a bus driver, a god, or an astronaut?
I want to say an astronaut.
That is correct. It is now 21 all.
No, 22-21.
22-21 Dyer. All right, there are four questions remaining, and then we'll go to the final round. Dyer.
Yes.
What was all Steven had left when being mugged by thugs in search of the Camartage?
Oh, it's his watch that Christine gave him.
The watch is correct. It is now
24 to 21.
Daniel.
Yes.
Which was the first film to not include Stan Lee as a cameo?
I am wanting to say was he in Endgame? I'm going to go with Spider-Man Far From Home.
That is correct. It is now 23-24. Dire.
Mm-hmm.
A picture of what can be seen in Principal Marithia's office? A picture of what can be seen in Principal Marita's office?
You give me multiple choice.
His granddaughter, the Howling Commandos, Steve Rogers, him and the president.
I'll say Steve Rogers.
That is incorrect.
I'm going to go with the Howling Commandos.
That is correct.
We're all it is now tied
24 all. All right, Daniel, final question.
He's looking through BuzzFeed right now to get the trivia question.
Ah, makes sense.
Which decade does Stan Lee mention during his cameo in Ant-Man and the Wasp?
The 30s.
That is incorrect.
I'm going to say the 70s.
That is also incorrect.
Was it the 60s?
It was the 60s. So we head into our final round. The score being 24 all. Correct?
Is that correct, Dyer?
That's correct.
Yes, that is correct. All right. So the way this is going to work, it's going to require you two to text me your responses after the initial setup phase. It is going to be this. And in Captain America Civil War, there are 13 heroes or anti-heroes, we'll say, that are featured. This is going to be a first, you have to tell me how many you're going to name. Whoever names the most gets whoever. Okay. It's going to work this way. You guys can go back and forth. You basically bid on how many you can name. And it goes back and forth till nobody bids. So it would be smart for the person to say, I can name one of those characters. You get a point for every character you name right. You lose 2 points for every character you're wrong about.
Okay, who starts the bidding?
Daniel, you start the bidding.
And there's 13 of them?
There are 13.
I can name 13.
Okay.
Guess I'm going to have to name 13.
Okay, so remember, if you're wrong or you don't fill out 13, you lose a point for every incorrect guess that isn't 13.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Can you count?
Yeah, I can count.
And this is Captain America Civil War we're talking about.
Correct. All right, okay. Text me your answers.
Oh, I have to text you?
Yes, you're not going to say them out loud.
This is great podcast content.
So while they're doing that, I want to thank everyone for listening to this week's episode. This has been the trivia episode of Talking Marvel Plus. Follow us on patreon.com at patreon.com/talkingmoonknight, or head on over to our Discord in the show notes. I'm getting the responses now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
And this is completely on the honor system with you two.
What I'm just trying to Okay. Can you tell me how many I've sent so far, Dennis?
You have sent 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I've sent 10?
Yes.
Oh, why? I'm dumb. Okay. That was probably one. So that's 11.
Dyer, have you finalized?
I think that's so if I said 13 and I name 11, that's a possible of 11 minus 4. That's a possible of 7 points.
Correct.
Okay.
Do I mean, I got shoehorned into saying 13. So
yeah, you shouldn't have said 13 if you didn't believe in 13.
I said 13.
Yeah, so the way your back asswards logic worked, I had to then say 13 as well.
I guess that's correct. And those are the rules we're going with.
Okay. Yeah, that's I'm done.
Okay. So Daniel.
I sent it to you.
Okay.
That's all I can remember. I don't think one of them's it, though.
All right. So I will say, Dyer, you have to beat Daniel's score of 7. Ant-Man is correct. War Machine is correct. Captain America is correct. Spider-Man is correct. Iron Man is correct. Hawkeye is also correct. Black Widow is also correct. Daniel, you could have used Vision.
Ooh. I swear I sent that.
Wanda is correct. Black Panther is correct. And Bucky is correct. Dyer has 1, 2, 3.
Fucking thought I sent Vision.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. The 13th one.
How do I have? I didn't have 12.
So there has been a miscalculation. Dyer is correct. He only had 11 responses. Therefore, all 11 of his responses were correct. 11 minus 4, because 2 points for the missed ones.
Who were the other two?
So the complete list, so I don't have, because you guys missed different ones. The complete list is...
No. Let me say my list and then see if I can complete it. So my list was Captain America, Black Panther, Iron Man, Scarlet Witch, Spider-Man, Ant-Man, Hulk, Black Widow, Falcon, Winter Soldier, Hawkeye. I apparently fucking forgot Vision and forgot Rhodey because he's not a real Avenger.
Oh, I forgot. Damn it, I forgot Falcon. Did I? I didn't write Falcon in here, did I?
You did not write Falcon in your
list. Damn it. That's the one fucking...
And the one
Hulk's,
that you guys...
Hulk's not in it.
The only one, and this one would have been a stretch, and this is the one I expected most of you not to get, because it kind of... It's quasi, but I counted it, and that is Sharon Carter.
She's not in the fight, though.
And she's also not a fucking hero.
There's only 12, then, you stooge.
Okay, it's still a tie. It's still a tie. It doesn't change anything, but I would have accepted Sharon Carter.
Is the Hulk in it? The Hulk's not in it.
What? The Hulk?
Nobody said the Hulk.
The Hulk's not in Civil War. Nobody, you just said it.
No, I didn't.
Daniel said the Hulk.
No, I didn't.
This is collusion on the highest level.
Wait a second.
Dennis.
No, I'm not getting Jude out of my points. I'm not getting.
Yeah, because the Hulk is. Yeah.
No. We tied. I did not say Hulk.
I'm sorry, Daniel, but game over.
You need to buy me out of my share of this podcast. I'm not joking.
I mean, we can do a final trivia question, winner takes all, if that makes you feel better.
Yeah, what happened to the big wager thing?
Well, the to big make wager up a deficit. Thing. Okay.
That was how I was going to make up a deficit.
Let me think of something here on the spot. I wasn't prepared for a tie. Okay.
You hear that? It was a tie.
Yeah, sure it was.
Okay.
The Hulk was in it to me.
Okay.
Damn it.
We all love Paul Rudd, correct?
Yes.
Okay. No one has IMDb pulled up, correct?
Correct.
There are. I got to think of a way to do this that's not going to be completely obscure and impossible for me to find the answers. Okay.
How about we just do like back and forth between Dyer and I and name a Paul Rudd movie until you can't?
No, because that might get awkward.
No, he's been you can handle much. It. He's you been can handle it, much. Producer. You can handle it.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to
a movie he was in.
Who's starting?
Dyer, you go first.
Okay. Role Models.
That is a correct answer.
Ant-Man.
That is a correct answer.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
That is a correct answer.
Endgame.
That is a correct answer.
Can I name a movie that hasn't come out yet?
No.
That is not correct.
Okay. Movie, I'm trying to think of another one that Paul Rudd's been in.
Wow,
I think I've got
Ghostbusters Afterlife.
That is a correct answer.
How do you know?
That is a correct answer. Came out in 2010.
Come on, I've got two more at the ready at least.
There's some obvious ones. I'm shocked. Yeah. You guys are under pressure.
I want to say my next one.
I don't know. I can't think of any more.
You can't.
One of my favorite movies of all time. This is 40.
That is correct.
40-year-old virgin.
That is also correct.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter because I won because I
didn't
say Dinner
for Schmucks was also acceptable.
But Dinner for Schmucks, I totally forgot about
that. The new Rescue Rangers movies would have been acceptable.
He was in the new Rescue. I watched it.
He was?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Oh, yeah, he was. A brief cameo, yeah. Because it's Ant-Man. He plays it. He's in a movie called Ant-Man, A-U-N-T.
Yeah. He's in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh, yeah, he is, isn't he?
He's in so much.
He was in an episode of Sesame Street.
Well, the point
he's in a lot of really just like kind of very forgettable movies.
The only one said Anchorman. Nobody said Anchorman.
The only reason I said Anchorman, how do you know?
Yeah.
The only reason I had how do you know at the ready was because I watched it with Michael's mom a couple weekends ago.
Interesting.
The point is, this was a fun little, but I won the trivia because somebody said the Hulk and somebody didn't say the Hulk.
Hey,
so
isn't it just surprising that this didn't go off without a hitch? I mean, I was in charge of it, and let's just say the final round was great, but unfortunately, it doesn't work in real time as much as I envisioned. Anyway, it's been a good episode. I had fun. Did you all have fun? Did we learn something? Did we have fun with trivia night?
Oh, the fundamentals of caring.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Go watch the Paul Rudd movie tonight, boys.
I'm going to bed.
The collective boys out there.
Yeah, me too.
And women.
He ages so great.
And all people. Yep. Dyer. Where can people get more Dyer?
At TMP Dyer on Twitter.
Daniel, where do they get more Daniel?
Listen to my fucking podcast. It's called Dan's Dabble and Babble. I'm really trying to grow listenership. I make more in ad revenue on that than this. So it's gotta be working for some people.
You can also Dan's follow Dabble me and Babble. On the TikTok at the Slim Jim 3587. I don't post anything, but you can follow me.
Hey, I'll follow you anywhere, sir. Until next week, folks, please don't ever forget.
It's clobbering time for real.